If I had one word to describe David Meese, it would be passionate. He's passionate about the Lord, and that passion comes through whether he's playing in front of 100 people or whether 1,000.
You know, it was incredible. He just touched the audience personally, and the account of what happened with his father and the way he brought that forth in his songs was just tremendous and inspiring to me.
David Meese is fantastic. His music just tells it like it is, and his testimony kind of parallels my own. It makes me realize that, hey, we're all people and we all have problems, but God can help everybody.
The guy is really sincere. I just really appreciated his love for Christ and the way that he communicated to the audience. I mean, I was really blessed.
I'll never be the same again. David really does touch the heart, not only with what he says, but what he can do to that keyboard.
David Meese, a modern-day psalmist, follows in the footsteps of his biblical mentor and fellow musician, King David, with his intense and intimate heart after God. His stringed instrument, the piano. His music, the expression of his heart. David has blended styles of classical and contemporary music, creating a rich palette upon which to mix the vivid colors of his message of comfort, challenge, and conviction. With dynamics from thunder to a gentle whisper on his powerful instrument, David presents his gift to listeners.
It was a cloudy day. The earth stood still. A man hung crying in the shadows of a hill called Calvary.
With a career that has spanned over decades, David's music has touched hearts all over the world with such songs as We Are the Reason.
We are the reason that he gave his life.
Rainbows in the Night.
God's promise ends, so rainbows in the night.
Learning to Trust.
Learning to trust in you, in everything I do.
And One Small Child.
Small child in a land of a thousand.
With over 20 number one songs, many would think that David has had a pretty easy life.
A lot of times people believe that because they see you on stage or they see you in a position of authority. And they immediately think, gee, you know, they must have everything going for them. But so much of the time they don't really have a clue as to what you went through to get to that place. In other words, we talk a lot about the promises of God, but we don't talk a great deal about the process of God.
And that process David's talking about started back when David was just a boy.
One night my dad drove his car through my bedroom wall. He was hiring a kite. He was trying to drive into the garage and he missed. And he drove the car through my bedroom wall, then came around and he had this gun and announces to my brother and I that he's going to kill everybody this particular night. And he comes over, grabs me first because I was the closest one to him, and sticks this gun right in my face, a loaded weapon right between my eyes, and cocks it and says to me, "You're worthless." And I'll tell you, those two words literally impacted everything that happened to me from that day forward.
So while David was one of the biggest, top-selling Christian artists, he was dealing with an internal struggle that was literally eating him up.
After my father died and I came to realize that I hated my father, and God really convicted me. I needed to forgive him. So I went into Christian counseling. I started going to a counselor. I met with my pastor once a week. I read every book on forgiveness I could find. I did everything. And you know what? All this was helpful. But you know, in the final analysis, what we were really looking for a lot of the times is for somebody to come up and say, okay, do this, 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 and you'll be fine. Do this, 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 you can forgive your dad. Well, you know what? Real life doesn't work that well.
But God powerfully spoke to David in a way you will never forget.
God just revealed something to me that I'd always known intellectually, but I'd never known in my heart, turning head knowledge into heart knowledge, and that was that my real father was not my abusive adult alcoholic. My real father was my father in heaven, and he never left my side for one second. So the whole idea being that, yes, things happen to us that are very painful, things happen that are very difficult, but that in and of itself is not really what is important, as rather, what is God going to get out of this? God takes disaster and turns it into victory.
And that is the desire of David's heart, to be the vessel God uses to speak to the hearts of the people in your church and to see the Holy Spirit bring healing, forgiveness, and salvation to people who are desperate for the touch of God.
David's music has an incredible message. He seems to me to have the Holy Spirit working through him as he writes his music, but especially as he performs his music.
I just experienced hearing David Meese. And, you know, when I leave one of his concerts, I want to go to another one. And he comes across with electricity of the love of God.
You know, I feel like I've just been ministered to by a guy who's not trying to make a big name for himself or just entertain, but really allow God to change people's lives through his testimony and his music. It was just awesome.
David Meese has a unique way of communicating the gospel, and he not only sings well, but he speaks well as well. His communication through his testimony, his personal testimony, is absolutely great.
He's not just a singer. He has a testimony. He is definitely a child of God with a story to tell. Oh, he's awesome.